Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So Reverend Al Green bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And that book and my new one, The Third Ingredient, are both available on Amazon as well. So check that out. We're having a great visit with our good friend Deborah Fine. She is an outstanding speaker, author, trainer, consultant, expert on putting your best foot forward, the author of The Fine Art of Small Talk. She's been sharing her wisdom with us now for about 13 years. She's our good friend, Deborah. Thanks again for being here. We're talking about networking, and the biggest problem with networking is just getting people outside of their door, getting them to get up and go somewhere. And I love telling this story because I hope it'll catch on with someone and they'll take it to heart. I don't know how many times we have had an event that we had to go to in another part of the country. It was part of our business, and we were invited. Maybe I was just exhibiting, whatever it might be. Maybe I was just going to help out. But I was expected to be there, and Deborah, I didn't want to go. I loved my home. I loved my bed. I was tired. I've got to drag myself out of here, get in an airplane, go over there, blah, blah, blah. And every time I would kind of start out feeling that way. But in every single case, while I was there, as Robert Frost said, as way led on to way, I met people that turned my career around. Either I got business there or I met a contact or something happened because I got outside my four walls. What do you think?
Well, I couldn't agree more. I think that there's a huge number of rewards getting out there, number one. But number two is I think we do two reasons that hold us back from going to these events. One is that we're busy. You know, we're busy at our desk, as we discussed earlier, or we just don't know how to network. I mean, mm-hmm. I think when you take me out of my comfort zone, then I don't want to do it. You know, most of us, the things on our to-do list that are at the very bottom are the ones that we don't love doing. So if I don't love walking into a room where I don't know anybody, then why would I push myself out the door?
But, exactly.
And I think, you know, not everybody is you, Jim, Mr. Extrovert, Mr. Outgoing, Mr. Warm. I think for a lot of us, this isn't something, an innate skill we're born with. And that's, you know, why I feel that what I've had to learn for myself and then what I offer in my books is, how do you do this? How do you approach this networking as a task? You know, I say if you can label it as a task and then turn it into a task. For instance, when I go to a networking event, and by that it could be a groundbreaking ceremony, it could be an awards event, it could be a chamber event, it could be a civic organization you belong to or you're speaking at, you're the speaker. That doesn't mean the spotlight's on you the whole time.
Right.
Network and meet as many people as you can before it's your time to make the presentation. So here's the task. Tell yourself, before you arrive, what your goal is. My goal, I'm going to meet three new people, Jim. I'm going to mm-hmm. meet two new people. I'm going to meet one new person. You get to pick the task, okay? But then you must deliver. And here's what I mean by that. If I tell myself I'm going to meet three new people before it's time to sit down for dinner, or I'm going to meet two new people during this reception, then I do that. I walk up to strangers, I engage them in conversations, and I attempt to keep the conversation going and then ultimately issue an invitation if it's appropriate. I'd like to stay in touch. I'd like to learn more about your business. I'd like to learn more about how we could help each other. But once I've met my task, which is two new people, guess what I get to do, Jim? This is why it doesn't feel so overwhelming. I get to leave. Go home early.
And you probably find out that you don't want to leave. You're on a roll now. There's one other thing I'd like to add to your list, and I know you do this all the time. She doesn't say it, folks, but I know she doesn't. But one of the things I'd like for people to go into the thing thinking about on your list, and I really think it might help you get off your butt a little bit more, and that is, I'm going to find one person in this event, in this venue, in this meeting, this group, this gathering, I'm going to find one person here that I can help.
Oh, that's a really good approach.
I can do. I'm going to find, and here's what I do. Here's what I do to find out what that to find out to find that person. It's very simple. When I meet someone and it looks like maybe, you know, we're talking or whatever, and we've had enough time and we're almost ready to break up, I say, so, John, what can I do to help you? You'd be amazed at the reaction you get from people. If you'll just say, what can I do to help you? That is one of the most powerful things. And what the best time to use it is when the person you're saying it to is actually someone who can help you.
Right, but here's the key to that. I mean, I like the generous spirit, but I mean, I recently had this happen to me where a very gregarious person who I was going to end up working with on the same platform at a conference, he wanted to set up a phone call to talk to me in advance so that our programs didn't overlap or anything like that. So his assistant set up the time, all that. The first thing he says on the phone to me is, Deborah, whatever his name is, which I won't say on air, he says, you know, I just want to tell you, no matter, you know, thank you for your time today. I'm here to help you. I want to know by the end of this conversation how I can help you. And I have to say, I was a little put off by a complete stranger saying that to me.
Yeah.
But number two, and this is the most important ingredient, he never was available to help me. And what
during the course
of our conversation, I learned that he put on conferences open to real estate professionals all across the country. And I did say to him, you know, you don't have a woman on the platform. Plus, I'm offering networking skills.
Right.
I think you should consider me for the platform. what do we do for you to consider that?
Yeah,
he said, I'll loop back with you. Well, that never happened. And I issued the invitation again. So when it's not authentic.
Hold on to that thought, Deborah. I got to take a quick.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.